Section 7. Signs, signals and markings. Road signs. Note. The full list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Shapes of signs. The state of Georgia uses 7 basic shapes of signs to convey traffic control instructions. Drivers should know signs by their shapes and colors so that they may recognize them from a distance and begin reacting timely and appropriately. Vertical rectangle signs are generally used for regulatory signs, which tell you what you must do. You must obey them in the same manner as traffic laws. Horizontal rectangle signs are generally used as guide signs. They show locations, directions, or other special information. Diamond-shaped signs warn of existing or possible hazards on roadways or adjacent areas. They are yellow with black words indicating the potential hazard, or black symbols visually describing the potential hazard. An octagon, 8-sided shape, always means stop. When you come to it, you must make a complete stop at a marked stop line. If there is no stop line, stop before the crosswalk on your side of the intersection. If there is no crosswalk, stop at a point from which you can best see oncoming traffic. You must not start again until all pedestrians have finished crossing on the side of the roadway you are traveling on, and you have yielded the right of way to closely approaching traffic. A round sign means you are approaching a railroad crossing. This sign is posted a few hundred feet in front of the tracks and alerts you to slow down, look, listen and prepare to stop. If necessary, roll down a window and listen carefully for an approaching train. If a train is approaching, stop. Do not try to calculate whether you can make it across the track. Never try to beat a train through the intersection. Passing is prohibited at all railroad crossings. Triangle signs mean yield. You must slow down to a speed that is reasonable for existing conditions and stop if necessary. If you must stop, do so at a marked stop line, if it exists. After slowing or stopping, you must yield the right of way to other vehicles in the intersection or approaching closely on another roadway or auxiliary road leading into a major highway. Pentagon-shaped signs mean you are approaching a school zone and/or school crossing. When used, they will be erected not less than 150 feet nor more than 700 feet in advance of the school grounds or school crossing. These signs can sometimes be fluorescent green in color. Regulatory signs. Regulatory signs tell drivers what they may or may not do. Drivers, including bicyclists, must obey them in the same manner as traffic laws. Remember, a red circle with a red slash from upper left to lower right means no. The picture within the circle shows what is prohibited. Warning signs. Warning signs are usually yellow with black markings. Warning signs can also be fluorescent green with black markings. They alert you to conditions that are immediately ahead. There may be road hazards, changes in traffic direction, or some other potentially hazardous situation that requires action on your part. Guide signs. Guide signs may indicate what road you are on, and how to get to your destination. Many guide signs are rectangular, but some have other shapes. There are several different kinds of guide signs, route markers, information, destination, distance, and location signs. These signs may be accompanied by a to sign or an arrow, indicating the highway, facility, or location that can be reached by following the signs. Construction and maintenance warning signs. Warning signs for construction and maintenance projects are used to alert you to dangers ahead and give you enough time to adjust your speed accordingly. These signs are orange with black markings. Service signs. While traveling along Georgia's highways, the following blue and white signs will give directions to service facilities. Express lanes. Express lanes offer motorists the option to pay a toll to bypass congestion in certain areas on the interstate. All vehicles with no more than 2 axles or up to 6 wheels can use express lanes if they have a registered Peach Pass. When the vehicle travels through the express lane, the toll amount will automatically be deducted from the pre-established account. There are currently 2 sets of express lanes in Georgia. The I-85 express lanes are HOT lanes along I-85 North in Gwinnett County. They are open 24 hours per day. On the I-85 express lanes, registered transit, 3 or more person carpools, motorcycles, emergency vehicles, and alternative fuel vehicles, AFV, with the proper AFV license plate are allowed to use the lanes toll-free. The I-75 South Metro Express lanes are reversible lanes along 1-75 South in Henry and Clayton counties. Reversible lanes change directions during the day to provide additional travel options during peak travel periods. When the travel direction is being reversed, signs will show the lanes are closed. On the I-75 South Metro Express lanes, all vehicles, including motorcycles and electric vehicles, are required to pay a toll. Public transit buses, registered vanpools and emergency response vehicles may use the lanes toll-free if they have a Peach Pass. Traffic signals and signs. Traffic signals are placed at intersections to control the orderly movement of traffic and to prevent crashes. Drivers, including bicyclists, and pedestrians must obey these signals except when an officer is directing traffic. If a traffic signal is not functioning at all at an intersection, all drivers must treat the intersection as if a stop sign is posted for all directions. If a traffic signal is malfunctioning and flashing, drivers must proceed based in the color of the flashing signal they are facing. If the driver is facing a yellow flashing signal, the driver may proceed with caution. If the driver is facing a red flashing signal, the driver must stop and wait until it is safe to proceed. A red light means you must make a complete stop before entering the crosswalk or intersection and wait until the light turns to green before proceeding. A yellow light warns that the light is changing from green to red. Slow down and prepare to stop. A green light means you may proceed if it is safe to do so after stopping for pedestrians and yielding to vehicles within the intersection. A green arrow means you may proceed carefully only in the direction the arrow is pointing after stopping for pedestrians and yielding to vehicles within the intersection. In this case, you may go straight ahead only. A green arrow, in this case, means you may turn in the direction of the arrow after stopping for pedestrians and yielding to vehicles within the intersection. A yellow arrow may appear after a green arrow and warns you to clear the intersection. A red flashing light means you must stop completely, treat as you would a stop sign. Proceed with caution only after yielding the right of way to pedestrians and to other vehicles at the intersection. A yellow flashing light means you must slow down and exercise caution before proceeding through the intersection. A flashing yellow arrow means you may turn left after yielding to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. Oncoming traffic still has the green light. Lane control signals. Some roadways are designed to accommodate different traffic demands during the day through the use of a reversible lane system. Pedestrian hybrid beacons, PHB. This signal is known as a pedestrian hybrid beacon, PHB, and it is designed to help pedestrians safely cross busy streets. Pedestrians push a button to activate the overhead beacon and stop road traffic. When WALK appears on the pedestrian signal, pedestrians can cross the street. Dark. The PHB remains dark for traffic unless a pedestrian activates the push button. Flashing. When a pedestrian presses the button, the signal is activated. Approaching drivers will see a flashing yellow signal for a few seconds. Solid yellow. The flashing yellow is followed by a solid yellow signal, indicating drivers should reduce speed and be prepared to stop. Solid red. The solid yellow is followed by double solid red signals, requiring drivers to stop. Flashing red. The double solid red signals are followed by alternating flashing red signals. This requires drivers to come to a full stop and proceed when pedestrians have cleared the crosswalk. The signal will then go dark until activated again by a pedestrian. Pavement markings. Pavement markings, like highway signs, are used to warn and direct drivers and to regulate traffic. Stop lines. Stop lines are white lines painted across the pavement at intersections indicating the point beyond which your vehicle should not cross if you are stopping for a traffic control device. In urban areas, the line is usually located about 4 feet before the crosswalk. Drivers must come to a complete stop at the stop line, when present, not at the actual stop sign or traffic signal. Crosswalk lines. These white lines are painted across, or partially across the pavement. Sometimes they will be painted in a ladder pattern. When pedestrians are in the crosswalks, they have the right of way over motor vehicles. Crosswalks are sometimes in the middle of a block in residential areas, and in some cases, a pedestrian crossing signal is located at the white line. Railroad crossings. When a road is crossed by a railroad crossing, the pavement is usually marked with a large X and two R's. At railroad crossings, a yellow line is always placed on the right side of the center line to prevent passing. The crossing is sometimes equipped with control arms and/or emergency lights to warn drivers of approaching trains. The driver of the vehicle must stop if warning signals indicate a train is approaching. Center lines. These are used to separate traffic moving in opposite directions on paved roadways. Broken yellow lines are used when there are only two lanes and it is safe to pass in either direction. No passing lines. Single lines. These single, solid yellow lines on two-lane roads indicate zones where passing is prohibited. They will be located on the right of the broken yellow line when they apply to the lane in which you are traveling. In some instances, both yellow lines will be solid, indicating it is not safe for passing in either direction. Double white lines. These are double white line, dashed or solid pavement markings on roadways that indicate where vehicles can or cannot cross to access the adjacent lane. When the double white lines are dashed, vehicles are allowed to cross over to the adjacent lane. When the double white lines are solid, lane changes are prohibited. Edge lines. These are the solid white lines along the side of the pavement. They serve as safety guides, especially at night when it is difficult to see the edge of the road. A yellow edge line may be used on the left side to warn of narrow or raised medians. Lane lines. These are the white dashes that mark the individual lanes of travel on streets and highways having more than one lane for traffic moving in the same direction. When there are four or more lanes with traffic moving in opposite directions, two solid yellow lines mark the center of the roadway. You may cross these lines only to make a left turn into or from an alley, private road, driveway, or another street. When traveling on a multi-lane road, stay in the right lane except to pass other vehicles traveling in the same direction. Traffic striping. These markings, created by diagonal yellow lines, are on streets and highways indicating that the road is narrowing or there is an obstruction on the roadway. The area is similar to a triangle with solid yellow diagonal lines within the outside lines. Always keep to the right of these markings. Turn lanes. These lanes, bordered by solid yellow and/or broken yellow lines, is in the center of many streets and highways to make left turns. A motorist desiring to turn left should proceed to the turn lane just prior to making a left turn. Georgia law prohibits the use of this lane for any purpose other than making a left turn. You may enter this lane no more than 300 feet from the location of the left turn. When a turning lane is provided for vehicles traveling in both directions, you should use extreme caution before entering the turning lane to make a left turn. There may be a vehicle traveling in the opposite direction also entering the turning lane to make a left turn. This is especially problematic in congested areas. Bicycle lanes. These are solid white lines typically located between the farthest right traffic lane and the curb or edge of the roadway. If there is a right turn only lane present, the bicycle lane will be located to the left of the right turn only lane in order to safely accommodate bicycles traveling straight through the intersection. Bicycle lanes may also be marked with painted symbols of a bicycle. Drivers of motor vehicles are prohibited from driving or parking in the bicycle lane, except to cross over it to make a turn. When crossing over a bicycle lane to make a turn, motorists must yield to bicyclists that are present.